Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Coverage of Chiefs and Bills brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. Back at it on a Thursday, along with Bob Fesco. I'm Josh Klingler. Ryan Witkowski producing as always.
Hello.
So the Chiefs practice report yesterday was really, really encouraging.
Really, the only guy that didn't practice today was Willie Gay. So everybody else was out there and in some form or another and working. So Breland, Hilaire, Fenton, Mahomes, and Sammy all did some work. Today's, not the biggest part. Tomorrow's bigger practice, longer practice than what today is, but they all seem to make it through well, and we'll just see how it goes tomorrow.
Tomorrow being today now. So yesterday,
correct,
kind of a shorter practice, more of a walkthrough. Today, mm-hmm, a little bit longer practice. You get a little bit more evaluation on where guys stand and a little more definitive. Not that they may tell us, but they may have a more definitive picture of who's going to be available and who's not.
Right. And I think, in my way of looking at things, I would have thought Wednesday would have been like, that's the ramp it up, let's go practice. And then you start kind of, tailing it back as the week goes on. That's new to me. I didn't really realize Thursday was like the most important practice of the week. But I guess as we looked back last week, we saw Clyde Edwards-Helaire practice on Wednesday and everything looked good. And then he didn't practice Thursday or Friday. And then he was ruled out for the game. I think it was more of a kind of a hope that he would be in the game.
Get him out there, last run around,
week,
see how he can
see,
do.
See how he could do. Yeah, yeah. And this was kind of always the week that they seemingly were targeting for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And the ability to have him back in the lineup is so much more important if we have a situation that presents itself where you're limited with what you can do with Patrick Mahomes. And so Clyde Edwards-Helaire could be a big part of this offense, not just necessarily in the running game. I want week one Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Josh. Get the screen game working, plant left, go right, make some dude fall out of his shoes, lose his jock, and boom, touchdown. Like, I want that Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's the week of Clyde Edwards-Helaire that I would love to see against the Buffalo Bills on Sunday afternoon out at Arrowhead, because I think those are the type of plays you may have to count on if you're dealing with Mahomes' banged up foot and he can't move around as much as you would like.
Yeah, because the toe was an issue before he went in the concussion protocol. I mean, he was not 100% out there moving around. So
right,
that was an issue. And whether or not that's still affecting him could be in play coming up on Sunday.
Correct.
Frankly, I was a little bit disappointed yesterday, Fesco.
Okay. But you're not disappointed a lot unless it's with your kids.
I guess, sometimes.
You're very easygoing.
Yeah.
You're not high strung like I am at times.
So yesterday, Chiefs come out, they have the practice.
Like, I get disappointed when somebody gives me a pre-made sandwich and the bread is soggy. Like, that disappoints me. You're just like, hey, whatever, eat it, Like, so
eat it or don't, whatever.
The fact that you're disappointed says a lot.
So the Chiefs take their practice inside yesterday, which I thought, okay, this is fantastic. I don't get worked up about, like, oh, the media's locked out.
I could care less.
Like, there's five people that are allowed to go to practice right now. I'm not one of them. You're not one of them.
No.
Like,
Honestly, I'm fine with
it. It's nice to have some kind of the quote unquote eyes on the ground, but not imperative. So they go inside yesterday and nobody can watch. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, they got a bunch of guys that are that have some injury issues, right? I'm like, okay, cool. That's in a way funny to me. Like, just go ahead, lock it down. That's fine. Play on the nobody needs to know. And then Andy Reid comes out of the press conference, and usually you can't get anything out of, like, they're not going to say much. They're right. Going to keep it pretty plain. You know that Andy Reid didn't use the word concussion for a couple of days.
Correct.
We're just calling it the protocol, which I thought was great.
The deals.
Right.
He
passed all the deals that we had some fun with. And then he comes out yesterday and basically tells everyone Pat's going to play. Like, play the game a little bit. Like, keep it of all times to keep it under your hat. I'm like, couldn't that have been yesterday? Like, give the illusion that, I don't know, he might not play. Force the Bills to waste a little bit of extra time, albeit it might not be a ton, but some extra time, thinking, well, he might not play. I guess we got to prepare our Henny stuff, too. Like, I'm all for wasting other teams' times at this, especially at this stage. And I felt like yesterday, like, don't be an open book now.
I think of a little bit of it, and maybe Andy doesn't care about this, but maybe he does care a little bit about this. Let your fan base know everything's gonna be okay. You know, there's a lot of people this week. How many people have you talked to week?
Yes, I know
that are worried sick. Yeah, yeah. Did you see the tweet Len Jennings sent out the other day from Channel 9?
I did not.
It was he's had a conversation with his mother, and she lives up in Minnesota, and she said, "I'm taking my dog to the vet. How's Patrick Mahomes?" You know, like everybody, not just here, but everybody everywhere is wondering about how Patrick Mahomes is going to be.
How's her dog doing, by the way?
She didn't even get into that. Like, the dog was sick and had to go to the vet. She was more concerned about Patrick and how healthy he was.
So we haven't had an update on this dog?
Have not. Call Len, find out what the update is. Get on the dog and see what it is, and we'll find out if his mom's dog's okay. But everybody is asking, even people who aren't diehard Chiefs fans want to know what's going to go on with Patrick Mahomes. So maybe a little bit is subconsciously Andy just letting everybody know, hey, gonna be okay. We're gonna be fine. We're gonna have Patrick.
But all the times we got the literally day to day stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the not knowing, and I mean, they basically still haven't commented about Mitchell Schwartz. Like, you know, it's like, correct. That was like, that's just kind of just out there in the ether, right? Mm-hmm. Of all times,
maybe he'll bang the drum this week.
Yeah. Of all times, I felt like to be a little more revealing. Like, this is the one where I'd have absolutely said, yeah, go for it.
Well, I was listening to Ian Rappaport yesterday on the drive when he was joining Carrington and Sean, and he did make a good point. Like, NFL coaches kind of love the whole idea of concussion protocol because it's entirely out of their hands, right? Like, they don't have any say in what it is. So while we're berating and badgering and how to go pummeling them with questions about when will this guy come back, they legitimately don't know. Like, he doesn't – like, Andy Reid doesn't know. Nobody in the Chiefs building knows, because that ultimately is decided by
the sign-off by somebody else.
Neurologist,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, like, sure, I think that's probably why Andy's like, yeah, whatever.
Dr. Rosen.
Yeah, like, whatever. I mean, we can try to keep it under wraps all we want. We know the condition. I mean, I think the vast majority of people across the country seem to know the condition of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, everybody seems to have a source that's, you know, sitting right there telling him what questions he got right and wrong. So right now, like, everybody knows it's So what's the point of even trying to play the game?
Right. And that's what it is, too. I mean, maybe you're just so far down the road where everybody knows that he's going to play on Sunday. You just let it go out there and let everybody know. And
I know that everybody knows. I just make the Bills work a little harder.
I think also, too, like the week leading up to the Saints and Chiefs game, where it was like a bombshell that Drew Brees was going to be starting because everyone had just already operated under the assumption. Like, I think maybe that's what you wanted. Like, I think you wanted a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of drama.
You got none of it. You got absolutely none of it.
I mean, Andy Reid is an open book.
Yeah, so he looked good. He's just he's in the protocol, so there's only certain things he can do, and it's a limited basis. But today is a little bit limited practice, so this fit right into what he could do. But he took all the snaps, and he feels good. So I mean, we're just gonna follow this protocol as close as we possibly can. So.
And then Susie check marks all those things. He's playing.
As a person that's ruined more than one surprise party, I can understand you wanting to come out and have this information.
Right. The Chiefs have never been,
bump your brakes, bro.
Really revealing. I felt like, I'm like, why now? Why did we have to do this? Just go ahead and keep it under wraps. Force the I don't care about the speculation of who thinks they know what, whatever. I'm like, I'm all for just, hey, the Bills have to spend an extra 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So you want to go back to the Rick question days?
Of a Chad Henne experience, because they have to prepare to a certain extent. Chiefs aren't preparing for Matt Barkley, right?
I would hope not. Even if he was playing, I wouldn't prepare for him.
The Bills have to prepare for some semblance of Chad Henne. I just assume they have to prepare a little bit more.
Well, I think, though, but Andy's been on this since day one. I mean, on Monday, he said back in the day, he probably comes back in.
So, it's been no hiding it.
No, they've been pretty clear. And I think also, too, again, subconsciously for your team as well. You don't want your guys in that locker room thinking, oh, my God, there's a chance that Patrick doesn't play.
Well, there's a vast difference between what he tells everybody else and what he tells his locker room. We're not going to discuss it. You all know he's going to be back on the field, right? Okay, let's go.
But how many times have you heard that?
And then everybody else goes, well, it's day to day, and no one's the wiser. His team's not going to. They're going to go, well, boy, Andy told us he was playing, and then went to the media and said he's literally day to day. Like, they're not buying that.
But how many times have you heard coaches spreading the word through the media? They'll use the media to get a message to their team and things like that. We've heard that all the time over the years, right? So maybe he's just keeping a positive attitude for everybody. Say, look. The guy's going to play. Everybody be fine. Don't worry about it this week. Worry about being safe and healthy, and let's go. Patrick's playing.
I do like the bravado of it, though, too, to a certain extent. I didn't understand why they were, not being the normal NFL elusive about it. But I do like the bravado of it, too. Like, Patrick's playing. You're gonna take our best shot.
Yeah, Patrick's playing.
You're gonna have to come at our full complement, including 15.
Yeah.
Whatever. You prepare for whatever you need to. We'll see on Sunday.
And I think also in the first 10 minutes of the show, we got that text. The opposite could be true, right? If you're going
the
out
worst
there
case scenario, being opposite could be true. Yes,
absolutely confident. And by the way, Friday comes along, or Saturday or Sunday. Sorry,
well,
comes
surprise.
Along.
Right. Yeah, surprise. Chad Henne's playing the entire game, and you want to keep it under wraps because you don't want them.
You don't want
for
them
anything.
To know that. That's a fair point
that's
too.
That's a worst case scenario that I refuse to.
And Bob is right, though. There is a little bit of a morale thing that goes into it because, we had a little bit of fun at Tyreek Hill's expense because he was asked, can the team still win with Chad Henne?
I mean, the goal is to have Patrick.
I totally get it. If I'm practicing for a week and I know Chad Henne's going to be starting,
but
is the point?
There's a vast difference between you and I and the rest of us knowing and them knowing.
Cleaning up the golf clubs and getting them ready to go.
They know early in the week most of the time who's going for their team. It's not like they're waiting for the injury report to come out, too. Players know way ahead of everybody else
who's
going or not.
Correct.
There's no fear of that to me that you have to give them the confidence that Patrick's going to play. They know. They know these things, and it's different. In there versus
that's a really good point though, because if they said that Patrick wasn't playing this week, you're right, Ryan. You're dusting off the golf clubs, you're calling the hotels in Cabo, you're booking flights, you are checking out.
Tyreek Hill couldn't even pretend to have confidence.
Planning on Patrick playing. No disrespect coming from here. We'll explain next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
If you're looking for any disrespect of the Bills, I guess don't go near the Chiefs. None of that's happening this week at all.
A lot of respect.
As the Chiefs get set to host the Bills coming up on Sunday.
If Rodney Dangerfield had switched his bit to that, it wouldn't have been nearly as fun.
No.
Look at all the respect.
Everybody respects me.
Despite the fact that
my wife loves me.
Jordan Poyer of the Bills says that nobody believes in them.
I don't think anybody's given us a chance for all year. The guys between these walls, man,
what?
Are the ones that matter.
Between these walls.
We're the ones that believe in ourselves, have the confidence. We're not really worried about what other people pick, because most of the time those guys are wrong, we're just worried about us, and at the end of the day we always talk about, it's not about them, they got to come play us, That's just our mindset.
Nobody's picking them. Nobody believes.
Nobody believes. Blah, blah, blah. Right. Yeah. Nobody believes in the Bills.
Completely untrue, but whatever.
Nobody thinks they're any good. Mm. They're the two seed. But again, whatever you have to use for motivation.
That's fine.
Tom Brady did it. They won an AFC championship here in Kansas City 2 years ago.
The guys between these walls, man.
Between these walls. Oh,
he does say walls.
He does. Yeah.
I mean, it didn't make any sense that he said the guys between the balls.
No, but, you know, sometimes you get a cliche.
Sometimes
wrong.
We want to hear.
You guys wanted to hear that.
That's what we wanted to hear.
Is
we wanted to hear the guys between the balls.
Yeah.
I said the guys between these walls, man.
Between these walls.
Yeah.
You know, like in Spanish class where they make you pronounce like B's as V's?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like that's. I think that's what it was. He just pronounced a W as a B.
Talking about the guy between the
walls. The guy is between these walls, man.
Yeah, like you can't get between balls. These. I mean, if you do, then
consult a doctor.
Yes.
Jordan Poyer might think that, you know, nobody believes in them, whatever. There's plenty of media evidence otherwise, but whatever. Tyrann Mathieu, darn near doting on Josh Allen.
I think he's, you know, coming into his own. You know, he's definitely grown into his own. You know, more comfortable, more confidence. You know, I was able to play against him 2018 when I was in Houston. He was, obviously he was a younger quarterback. But to just see his progression, you know, from then to now, he's clearly, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Can throw the ball a mile, you know, can use his legs. You know, he's real physical, you know, when he's running the ball. So he turns into a running back. Our hands are full this week, you know, if you talk about Josh Allen.
There's our first edition of doting on Josh Allen.
And
I could have put the music
in. Yeah. So that's not showing any respect. Did Jordan Poyer hear that?
That's a lot of respect.
That was like, holy cow. That was like, I'm in a cold sweat right now thinking about that.
Tyrann Mathieu on Stephon Diggs.
He's a great receiver. You know, he can do it all. You know, they line him up at number one, you know, number two, number three. They find mismatches for him. But even when they can't find a mismatch, you know, he's lining up on number one cornerbacks and, you know, he's going to work. So, he's one of those guys that we got to know where he is in the formation. And then, too, you got to understand, you know, when the game's on the line and, you know, you're in these certain situations, you got to know where the ball's going. So, I think he's probably the most targeted receiver, you know, in the NFL. So whoever's in front of him, you know, got tough duty.
That's an addition of doting on Stephon Diggs.
So that's respect, right? Does Jordan Poyer know about that one? Because that was respect.
Oof.
A lot of respect right there.
Aaron Mathieu doing his homework, too. Catching up on those guys. Tyreek Hill is not facing Stephon Diggs one-on-one. But you know how
it could be, you know.
You know how receivers.
You know what? Could it be one of these games, though, where each guy just has a performance for the ages
because
they're trying to out-duel each other, man? You know?
Very much happen. Tyreek Hill on Stephon Diggs.
He's a great receiver. He's one of the top receivers of the game, and I really respect him, you know. So, I mean, we just got to see who has the better game, him or Kelsey, because I'm still a return specialist.
Keep doing that. Keep putting that chip on the shoulder.
That was so good. Talk about holding on for dear life, right? Like, he's
we'll
not letting that go.
He, Travis Kelce, because Kelce obviously was battling for the yardage,
right?
The yardage title with Stephon Diggs. I'm just a return specialist.
That was back in 2018, right? Or was that 2019 that he said that Jalen Ramsey called him return specialist?
Was that
18, right? Yeah. So he's been hanging on to that. So again,
17 AFC championship game, right? For them, for the Jags. And then
18,
where they were getting all the love.
Right.
He did the GQ article and
correct.
All that stuff.
That's right. Yep.
So it was coming off the AFC championship game. Yeah.
Okay. So,
so 2018.
So
yeah.
We're talking 28, we're talking almost 3 years now and he's hanging on to that still.
Awesome.
But
yes.
Again, it goes back to us talking about Jordan Poyer and saying, nobody gives you any respect. You remember the negative things people say about you. And, you know, my mother used to say this to me all the time. You can do 99 wonderful things. It's the one bad thing you do that everybody always remembers and talks about.
It's like that time I drew that picture of that girl and it turned out to be a pig.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And so now
all she remembered.
That's the way, you know, athletes operate. They need ways to motivate themselves. I mean, every day they wake up and they know, hey, I'm pretty damn good at this. Or how am I going to take it to the next level? What am I going to use as motivation? What's going to get me going? Tyreek Hill is holding on to the fact that Jalen Ramsey called him a return specialist in 2018. And here we are, AFC Championship game 2021, and Tyreek Hill is still going back to that. And quite honestly, I love it. I think it's fantastic that he continues to use that as motivation. You always want to prove the people who say you can't that you can. And even when you prove that you can, and Tyreek Hill, I think, has proven to everybody that he's a top five wide receiver in the game today, even at that level, he's still looking at Jalen Ramsey and going, "You think I'm a return specialist, huh? Okay, I'll show you." And it leads you to work harder. It leads you to motivate. It leads you to push a little bit further. When you need that last second play and you're in the huddle and you're at the line of scrimmage and Tyreek Hill's going, "I'm a return specialist, screw you, man. I'm going out there and I'm going to make a play." And then you convert a fourth and one and win the game and you go on to the championship game. Like, I'm good with these guys using those little things as motivation, because sometimes you get to that level of greatness and you're like, "Man, I'm here. What else can I accomplish? Oh, I'm a return specialist. Screw you. I'm going out there and I'm doing more." And same with Jordan Poyer. You're sitting in the AFC Championship game and it's Wednesday of championship game week and you're on a Zoom call going, "Nobody respects us. Nobody gave us any chance. Nobody believes in us. We're just the Buffalo Bills," and you're the two seed and America has been in love with Buffalo for the last 2 months of the NFL season, right? Like, America has loved Buffalo and thought they were going to be good before the season. I'm the dope who said they were going to go 6-10. I'm the idiot. Okay. So here we have a great drop for you. But a lot of people believed in Buffalo. But if you got to use that as motivation, by all means, it worked for Tom Brady. Yeah. And it works for Bill Self.
I guess if Buffalo does need something, it's you saying 6-10. I was expecting them to have a prove it to me year.
Yeah.
Are you going to drop off? Was last year your cup of coffee?
Because a lot of times you see them hit a mark, then fall back down and go back up.
Then fall. And they didn't. They're absolutely there and they absolutely deserve to be there as well.
And that's a credit to Sean McDermott too. Like, I don't think he's getting enough credit. Andy Reid said, "Yeah, coach of the year," but to keep that team at the level that they were at last year and then exceed where they were last year, very much similar to what happened when Patrick Mahomes took over. They got the AFC Championship game and lost. All right, that's pretty good. What are you going to do? How are you going to get them to that next level? Andy Reid got him to win a Super Bowl. Sean McDermott's in that same camp. You lost that first round playoff game, but you maintain and gain from where you were a year ago, and that's hard to do, man.
The only thing would have been better is if he would have said, "Hi, Jalen," at the end of the
year. Correct, yeah.
How's your offseason going?
How's your offseason, Jalen? Did you catch anything down in the Pacific of Cabo?
Really stick it to him there. COVID, maybe. Tyreek Hill, keep it going. We'll see how he does against Kelsey. That's going great. I'm just
returning. Really good. I'm just a return specialist.
I'm just here. I don't know. The Chiefs have the most sought-after attribute that's out there, and it's not the quarterback or even the coach. Next.
I'm the idiot.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Keep it locked all day, of course, right here on your official broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio. Coming up today, 10:30, Cody and Gold are going to chat with Darrell Williams, Chiefs running back, coming up with Cody and Gold today at 10:30. The coordinators scheduled to speak today around 1:30. You'll hear that live as well right here on 610 Sports Radio.
I'm just
jinx everybody.
Yeah, that jinx hasn't been gone.
They don't jinx everybody at all. Darrell Williams is fine. Darrell Williams is jinx-proof anyway.
Why am I drawing a blank on the K-State quarterback who they ruined his season?
Oh, that's right. Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, he was done after they talked to him.
He literally was. Like, the next week, he was out.
Nah, they're fine. They got your back.
That's Willie Gaiman since he went on their show. Oh, hurt? Okay.
Stop. Just because you're a Packer backer.
We can't afford. I'm just saying this. We can't afford to lose Darrell Williams.
No, we can't afford to lose anybody right now, man.
Well, then I don't know why the hell they gave him a
player. They had a rookie first-round draft pick. Darrell Williams still there. They brought in Le'Veon Bell. Darrell Williams is still there doing his thing.
They haven't brought in Cody and Gold yet.
You know, that's the least.
Maybe they ought to do interviews in Buffalo.
They should have requested as many Bills players.
Yeah, all of them. Who would you like to have on this week from Buffalo? Yes, we'll take them all.
I don't think this is valid. I'm not buying it. Not buying it. It's no SI cover jinx or
I'm just saying, if there were ever a week
Cody and Gold are doing just fine.
If there were ever a week to talk to Garrick Dieter, this would be
this
the
would
one.
Be the week.
This would be the week. Like, who do you want this week? Garrick Dieter.
Give us Dieter.
Matt Moore.
Is Dieter still around? Is he on the practice squad?
He was active last week.
Yeah. Still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is a Dieter week. Yeah. You could have asked for Dieter.
Matt Moore.
Oh, they're out here trying to make it relevant.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to get a practice squad player. You got to have an active roster.
Got to have an active roster guy. Yeah. I'll take that guy. Never heard of him. I'll take him.
Hebron Fangupo.
Yeah, Fangupo would have been good.
Is Fangupo still with the team?
What about that Prince guy? Did they sign him?
Oh, Prince Taki Taki?
No. It's not him at all. I think it was Tego something. Prince Tego something. They signed him to the practice squad. We were thinking they got visited by a prince.
I was so disappointed in the headline.
There was a headline that said the Chiefs were visited by a prince. And we're like, well, this is cool.
Prince Tega Wano.
That's right.
Wanogu.
And we were like, this is cool. I mean, I don't.
Prince Tega Wanogu.
Don't know, but you're visited by a prince.
Visited the Chiefs.
To bestow some things on you ahead of the playoffs. I thought this was a great idea. It turned out as a player.
I thought somebody came in with like rose petals.
Yeah. Offensive tackle. Yeah.
What a disappointment.
Thought it was somebody coming.
I'm very happy to be here.
Thought it was somebody coming to sow his royal oats and happened to show up in Kansas City to visit the Chiefs. Nope. He's a practice squad offensive lineman. So we made a mistake on that one.
Did they sign him?
He's in the practice squad, I believe. Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He did sign?
I believe so.
Beast.
Thanks, EP.
Yeah, get him on.
Yeah.
He's got his own money.
And baby, when I tell you he's got his own money, I mean the boy has got his own money.
That's what we thought.
Different kind of prince.
That's who we thought at the time was going to be.
Not the same person.
Not the same person at all. The Chiefs have something that other teams around the league should covet.
The quarterback?
That smoothie machine in the locker room?
Yeah. Those things are on the list. Maybe the coach.
Coach. Fans.
But they're doing things others wish they could do.
The machine's pretty nice.
Which is just win. I mean, that's what it's about. Bottom line, it's about that. It's not about having like a flashy quarterback. It's about winning games.
Mm-hmm. I could care less how these games go, how close they are. I don't care how they figure it out. They get the dub. The only language they speak is winning. They are fluent in taking knees. And that's taking knees every single victory.
Nate Burleson on NFL Network.
They're fluent in taking knees.
Yeah, victory formation.
Yeah, victory formation.
I gotcha.
It's what they do. It's what like we've kind of been saying.
It's like a your mom joke.
Winning games.
They know how to win games.
It's like, never apologize for that. That's the hardest thing to do. You hear every week about, it's just hard just to win an NFL game. All those things, right?
Right.
It's the hardest thing to do in sports.
Adam Gase said that a lot this year.
And the Chiefs are... have that at their disposal. They know how to win. All they do is just win games.
Right. That's it. And when I heard him say that yesterday, I'm like, we've nailed it. We've been saying this all season long when it comes to the Chiefs. They just know how to win. I mean, it's simple as that. It doesn't matter the score. It doesn't matter the opponent. It doesn't matter the deficit if there is one. This team just knows how to close out games and knows how to win football games. And really, quite honestly, they remind me of Michael Jordan. Josh, you were a big Jordan and Bulls fans. When they needed to close out a game and win a game, they figured it out. Derek Jeter goes down, in my opinion, as one of the most clutch athletes ever. He won't go down as the greatest shortstop of his generation. He won't go down as one of the, in my opinion, as one of the greatest shortstops ever. But you talk about clutch. He knew how to finish a game.
Which is why that's in a different realm, because I think the Chiefs are super talented, too. And
yeah.
I'm not saying
the Jeter. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
I'm not discounting Jeter, but you're right. I mean, Jordan was Jordan.
Jordan was the great, but Jeter could close.
Jeter was like an ultimate winner.
Yeah, Jeter was the ultimate winner.
Which probably ticked a lot of people off, because they're like, well, he's not the most talented guy there. He's just a winner.
That's
what you want to have.
Right.
That's the goal. You can accomplish all these other things, but are you a winner? And Patrick Mahomes made that turn as well, too, right?
Sure he did.
When he was asked on the drive, one of his weekly interviews, mm-hmm. when did it turn the corner and not be about stats? He's like, when I left Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't win games there.
Correct. We wanted
a big,
to win.
Hairy American and I was like, winning machine. If you ain't first, you're last.
I had plenty of stats.
Right.
We didn't win games.
Correct. They were 6-7, and people are like, why would you draft a quarterback that was, you know, 5-9 every year or whatever it was down there? Mahomes is part of that category of closers. Tom Brady is obviously a closer. I mean, the man was down 28-3 in a Super Bowl and found a way to come back and win that game. Those are some of the most clutch athletes of all time. And yeah, Patrick Mahomes falls into that category. That guy is clutch. He's, you know, he's Derek Jeter with the ability to be the best of all time. And
Tom Brady was so good in that Super Bowl, he somehow managed to get Kyle Shanahan to not run the ball, too.
It correct. Was yeah, it was unbelievable, right?
That's how good Tom
that's
Brady is.
That's how good Tom Brady is.
He makes other people screw up at their jobs.
I think that was more Belichick jamming, probably jamming the signals.
Could have been that, too. Could have been. That's a fair point.
Did he say run? No, he said have fun. He said go have fun.
Yeah. I might slide that one to Belichick's category. Yep. But that's just me.
No, that's a fair point, too. But when you look at this team, we're starting to see and believe that they are a team and they are a group of players, and the quarterback is the leader of this, that knows when they have to be clutch and figures it out and gets the job done. And there's nobody better, in my opinion, right now in this game and has the ability to close out games like the Chiefs do. They just know how to win. And that is the ultimate X factor that you can have. It's one thing to say I'm the greatest of all time and I'm the best at my position and I put up great numbers. Yeah, but A-Rod, did you win anything? You got that one championship. I mean, that's it. And you got that championship probably because Jeter did something in a clutch type of situation.
Wow, that went from being like a hypothetical to being really specific and fast.
It is. But like, in my opinion, you've got MJ, and he'll always be, you know, right there as that clutch athlete. But Derek Jeter's right behind him, in my opinion, at like number two. Mm-hmm. When it comes time to make a play, to be in position, to get a big hit, he was there. And you can knock all you want on Derek Jeter. I think he'll walk away, and at the end of his life, he can look back and go, you know what? When they needed me most, I was there for my team.
I'm never going to take away anything from the captain, but Derek Jeter also had the benefit of playing on really good teams. Like, I look at a guy like Mike Trout, and I don't want to ever knock Mike Trout because I think that even in those situations and moments, he could deliver. The problem is that Mike Trout's team has never put him in those positions to be able to do team. That.
Yeah, he had a chance in 2014. The Royals took care of business, lickety-split.
Okay, so are you telling me
that
Mike
series
Trout's
was
not
so fast?
Like, so fast, right? All, that, I mean, like, done.
Of all the series in that playoff run, that one, like, it was.
Do you even remember that series?
I swear
series?
They played, like, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I think they did, yeah.
And late at night, and I missed them all.
Yeah, I felt the same
that
way.
That series was over, like, so fast.
That thing was done so fast.
It was best of five, right?
Yes, and the Royals won the first two out there right after the wild card. Well, there's no way they could win after that wild card win. They went out to Anaheim, and I think they won on a Friday and Saturday. Sunday off day, Monday, it was over, and it's like Tuesday, we're like, we've already been through two rounds of the playoffs.
The only reason I remember it is because that the final out from that game from that series was one of my favorite Denny Matthews calls that entire stretch of Royals baseball. Whenever he said the next pitch, the crowd will tell you what happens.
And then goosebumps.
It just like explodes in cheers. And he's like, struck him out swinging just for the record.
Just for the record.
I mean, it was a great call. So that's the only reason I remember that series.
Yeah, but so that series, like that thing was over in a blink. Like Anaheim didn't even put their jock strap on. And
I don't think a lot of
guys don't wear the jocks anymore. We have gone through that. That's a bad example by me. But like, that thing was over like before you knew it, and then the ALCS was over before you knew it.
That's just blasted on the baseball.
Oh
geez! Did you see the highlight?
Yeah, oh God, yes. It's not. I wouldn't call that a highlight.
That's a something highlight.
Yeah.
Ow.
But no, I mean, so clutch. You can say all you want. You could say all you want about Trout. He did have an opportunity. He had an opportunity. He didn't do anything special. But Jeter always stepped up.
Three games in his entire career, and he's not special. He's just not special.
No, I didn't say he's not special. I said he didn't step it up in that. He had that series to do it. Like Anaheim, you talk about underachievers over the years. My goodness.
Come on, Gene.
Overspenders, underachievers.
Just seeing if Gene.
Oh yeah, I don't know if he's listening this morning.
How much do they still owe 98-year-old Albert Pujols?
You know what? This is the last year.
Is it really?
Oh, I know for a fact. This is the last year. Yes, for Albert Pujols on that awful contract, one of the worst in sports. Let's sign all old people that people know their names and build the team. Pujols was on that team, right? What did he do in that series against the Royals?
41-year-old Albert Pujols is going to get $30 million this year.
Oh, is it that much?
Is it really?
$30 million. That's Mahomes' money.
That's still an incredible deal, incredible contract.
Do you think it worked for Anaheim?
You didn't win a lot of championships and stuff, but you had interest. A lot of fans in the.
He's probably they sold, did get over about 3 million fans.
He probably sold
but
a lot of tickets.
Anaheim,
I know he probably sold a lot of tickets over the years, though. No, I think it worked to a certain extent, but not.
What are you trying to accomplish? Going 85-85.
What have you said about baseball?
Yeah, they want to go around 500. That's pretty much the goals of the owners. Yeah.
I never felt like they were in that camp, but you know,
I mean,
wow, I didn't know Albert Pujols got $3 million when he hit 3,000 hits.
That's all.
All. I wouldn't want to have to write that check.
Just for that singular hit? Like, as soon as he hit it, he stepped on
first.
That
was contract bonuses. Like 3,000 hits bonus was $3 million.
That just doesn't sound like a lot for, like, baseball has stupid money, you know?
If he breaks the home run record, he'll get $7 million.
So they stopped the game and brought out, like, a money chest? They did. Gave him, $3 million at first base?
Hey, here you go, Al!
That's pretty cool.
That's your Ed McMahon impression?
So that's kind of what he did, right? I mean, the only thing I know that Ed McMahon did was, hey-o! Right, so,
Your impression is the Saturday Night Live version, yeah.
Ew. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
This is why we don't do
This is why we what?
This is why we don't do impressions.
Yeah.
I think some of our impressions are spot on.
Oh, you got that Reagan impression that was really good.
Yeah, well.
That's not that good.
Can anybody do Reagan without saying well?
I thought my Frank Sinatra Bon Jovi.
That was good.
Pretty good today. Yes. I don't know.
But that was also the guy from Saturday Night Live doing Frank Sinatra.
Frank Jovi.
Doobie doobie doo, living on a prayer. Oh, that was pretty good. Yes, no, every impression is an impression of someone on Saturday Night Live who did the impression.
Yeah.
It's always like a few removed.
Exactly.
Or send to be.
So anyway, the Chiefs are clutch is what
we got here.
Yeah.
You want something to mirror from the Chiefs, win game. Figure out their formula to just win games. They have a lot of talent, yes, but they also have – they went 14-2 coming off a Super Bowl and a COVID year and everybody coming for
them. And everybody coming for them, yeah.
That's the most unattainable thing that you want to attain, to be a winner. And the Chiefs have proven that.
Yeah, it is a situation where you get into – as the hunted, and you have that bullseye on your back, and everybody's gunning for you. And when the schedule comes out, everybody circles that game. You're a circle game, as they like to call them. And you don't have the opportunity to sneak up on somebody. And then by week 9, everybody goes, oh, that's a pretty good football team. They know from day 1, you're the team. You're the bullseye. You're the circle game. We're coming for you. Everybody's got that game circled. There's no element of surprise. And to withstand all of that, for 16 weeks plus COVID to be in the AFC championship game with one loss with your starters in the game. What a miraculous season so far. And it's only going to get better.
So Patrick Mahomes practiced yesterday, was a limited basis. Still in the protocol. And so he was limited in what he could do, but all signs point to good things. Tyreek Hill was asked though, can this team still get to where they want to be without the quarterback? That being Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback, I should say. And his answer was terrific.
I mean, the goal is to have Patrick, but I really don't know. But I feel like it doesn't matter who out there. You know, whoever steps in at quarterback, we're going to put our confidence in them the same way this organization, you know, has their back to be able to back up one of the best quarterbacks in the game, you know. So, I mean, if Chad come in the game and, you know, he's feeling, like, awkward or something like that, then – like, who knows, man, how that game would have turned out. But I feel like the moment he came in, you know, guys were, like, patting him on the back, showing him love, you know, making plays for him. The running game got going. Offensive line got blocking, you know. So things like that, you know, really, you know, helps a guy out, you know, who's been in this league a long time. So, I mean, it's not too hard for him. But if he is in there, you know, we still going to compete, you know. Because it's just in us, you know. Like, we just can't go out there on Sunday and not play hard, you know, because we wouldn't be playing at the highest level if it wasn't in us.
Saved it at the end there for Chad Henne after the the chuckle.
After laughing at the question.
do you think he can?
I mean, the goal is to have Patrick, but...
Goal is, yeah. Of course, yes. If you're planning to play with Patrick and all, so don't even... What a great answer. Like, the goal is to play Patrick.
No, you're going to win without Patrick? What?
Excuse me?
Sorry, what?
Sorry, man. I didn't quite hear the question. Is the Zoom thing on?
Hello? Without Patrick? No, I don't think so.
I mean, the goal is to have Patrick.
Playing with who again? Henny? No.
That one was evil.
Yeah.
So Andy Reid says today's the kind of the most important. It's a longer practice, maybe a little better picture of evaluating the injured guys and see where they can go. So we'll see. Andy Reid does not speak today. We'll get just the injury report today. The coordinators speak today, this afternoon.
Even playoff week, we got to get Andy to talk today. Somebody got to call up there and say, you got to talk, man. They got that special backdrop for you and everything.
That's right. 1:30 today for the coordinators. I'll have it for you live right here on 610 Sports Radio here from Eric Bieniemy.
What?
And Steve Spagnuolo.
Different backdrop for the championship game.
Did they?
And players.
Yeah. I didn't watch the videos yesterday. I just pulled the audio.
Well, it's big. You get the NFL backdrop. Right?
The NFL's in taking control. Yeah. You get the trophy there with the helmet and everything.
That is good stuff.
Jay Heaney did his thing on offense.
I bet he did.
Brandon Flowers will join us tomorrow morning at 6:45. Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, will join us from 7:30
to
8.
I can't wait to talk to Brandon tomorrow. I have a feeling he's going to be fired up.
Yes,
he will indeed be giggling.
Be fired up. Daryl Williams with Cody and Gold coming up at 10:30. Hear from the Chiefs running back as he drops by coming up in about a half hour from now. That'll do it for us. Cody and Gold coming your way next. You're on 610 Sports Radio.
We're done.
And
I gotta go. Bye.
You guys take care.
Have a great day, Bobby. Thank you. Go Royals.
Hey, thanks, gents.
Oh, man, I gotta go.
I'm out.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.